This is Carol Cando-Pineda. I'm an attorney at the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency. One focus of my work is outreach to the military community, giving you tips and tools to avoid scams, watch your wallet, and protect yourself in the marketplace. Today I'm going to talk about avoiding scams related to prepaid phone cards. First, the basics. What exactly are prepaid phone calling cards? Well, when you buy a prepaid phone card, that means you're paying in advance for telephone calling time. The cards generally cost from $2 to $20, and you can get either local or long-distance calling time. The rate charged per minute determines the amount of calling time that you're buying. So these cards can be very convenient, but there are pitfalls to some of them, which we'll get to in a minute. Before we do, I'd like to describe some of the fraud we've seen in this area. The FTC has been bringing cases about prepaid phone cards for years now. And just recently, we've ramped up a crackdown on this industry that has led to several companies paying more than $4 million. In one case, which is typical of these cases, the FTC alleged that Diamond Phone Card and its principals lied about the number of calling minutes that their cards deliver, and they didn't properly disclose maintenance and other hidden fees. You know, some of the fees were disclosed in nearly illegible print on the bottom of the company's advertisements. That's not going to do you any good. The FTC's testing showed that consumers received only about half the advertised minutes from the Diamond prepaid calling cards, so you're totally getting ripped off. They marketed calling cards to recent immigrants for calls for a wide range of international locations like the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Mexico, India, Pakistan, and Guatemala. So basically, they're taking advantage of people with limited options for making calls overseas, the calls that they most needed to make. So Diamond had to pay $500,000 in a fine, and they also must stop misleading consumers about the talk time that their calling cards provide. And very importantly, they must clearly disclose in the same language that they are marketing all the fees associated with their cards. So the disclosure needs to be clear. If they're marketing in Spanish, they need to make that disclosure in Spanish as well. Back in 2007, the FTC also established a task force with the Federal Communications Commission and more than 35 states to deal with deceptive marketing in this industry. The FTC was assisted in this particular case by government agencies in El Salvador, Colombia, Egypt, Mexico, Panama, and Peru. So this is a pretty big problem, and lots of agencies are chipping in, leveraging their resources to try to get a handle on it. So what have we learned from cases like this? What are some of the problems? These cards often have hidden costs or other problems like bad connections, access numbers that are almost always busy, and PIN numbers that don't work. So fees are always a big problem to watch out for. They can take a big bite out of the calling time that you've bought. So as a result, you don't get all the calling time that was advertised. And because you've paid in advance, you can be out of pocket and totally out of luck if you discover a problem. So if you really need to buy these cards, here are some questions to keep in mind. Think about those fees. Are fees going to diminish the value of the card? Some of the common fees that you want to look for are post-call, disconnect, or hang-up fees. These are charges that are deducted each time you hang up the phone after using the card. What about maintenance fees? Those are charges that are deducted shortly after you use the card at some regular interval. You want to be aware of surcharges. Do the advertised minutes apply only for a single call? Some cards will lose a lot of value if you try to make more than one call, regardless of the number of minutes advertised. And so you definitely want to know what you're getting into. You want to know whether you can make more than one call with the card or not. Do the advertised minutes apply only if you use the local access number? Some cards will charge higher rates if you use the toll-free access number to place your call. Again, a pretty important consideration. Is there an expiration date for minutes? Do the advertised minutes apply to calls to a cell phone? In most cases, cards charge higher per minute rates for calls to or from those phones. Will you be using the card to call from a payphone? Rates are typically higher if you place calls from a payphone. Will you be making in-state long-distance calls? Some calling cards will charge higher rates for calling within the state. Will you be using the card from an overseas location? Rates can vary dramatically for international calls, all depending on the country. So if you'll be deployed overseas, make sure you buy a card that discounts international calls for the country you'll be calling from. You can buy a military exchange global prepaid calling card that includes rates from Afghanistan, Kuwait, and Iraq. Will you be using the card from on board a ship? If so, you'll need a special ship-to-shore calling card. These are available through your exchange. Does the explanation of the fees make sense to you? If it seems unreasonable, just buy another card. Ask the retailer for a card with no fees or fewer fees. If you're buying the card online, check a different website. You really want to do your homework and look around to make sure that you know what you're getting. Is there a toll-free customer service number? As we've said on many occasions, you want to be able to know that there's a good working number so that if you run into a problem, you know where to call. Before you buy a calling card, read the terms and conditions and compare all the calling cards to make sure that you buy the one that offers the best value for your particular needs. Keep your card and your PIN number safe. Most card issuers won't compensate you if the card is lost or stolen. So finally, think about buying a card with a small denomination. Start off with, say, a $2 card first. It may provide the best value because if something goes wrong, your loss is limited, and you can sort of check it out, see if it works. So do you think you've been ripped off? If your prepaid phone card doesn't work as advertised, even after you've called the customer service number, contact first the Federal Communications Commission. They regulate interstate and international communications by radio, TV, wire, satellite, and cable. You can get to them at esupport.fcc.gov/complaints, or you can call 1-888-CALL-FCC. That's 1-888-225-5322. You can always file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission. Military service members should go to ftc.gov/sentinel/military. That's ftc.gov/sentinel/military. You can always call 1-877-FTC-HELP, 1-877-382-4357. And as always, you can go to Military OneSource for help. This free 24-hour service is available to all active duty, guard, and reserve members, regardless of their activation status, and their families. Consultants provide information and make referrals on a wide range of issues. Call 1-800-342-9647 or visit MilitaryOneSource.com.